We're going to bring in John Congemi for a practice report. You can check out your work at thefinsiders.com. Real quickly on an injury news update, Mike Wallace, Sam Brenner, both out of practice again today. Wide receiver Damian Williams also sat out along with Tariq Edwards, the linebacker. We had two guys go down in practice and didn't complete the practice, wide receiver Matt Hazel and defensive tackle Anthony Johnson. But John, one of the things that was stressed today were competitive reps. We saw a lot of one-on-one competition with coaches being able to evaluate the players.
Well, the team didn't waste much time, Greg, and guys, when they hit the field, they all broke up into individual groups, and that was wide receivers going against defensive backs in red zone one-on-one situations, which was nice to see. Competitive snaps with linebackers taking on running backs and tight ends, and running backs going up against outside linebackers in routes, defensive line and offensive line. So we saw a lot of competition at the start of practice with pads on, which is a good thing. So you don't have a lot of bodies and legs getting tangled up. You just have one guy against one guy. And that's what really the NFL game comes down to. How can you win your individual battles when you have those opportunities? So the Miami Dolphins really went back to basics today, but really worked on fundamentals one-on-one.
And at the quarterback position, it was almost a day off for Matt Moore, as we saw Pat Devlin get quite a few reps with the second team offense. But people really care about what Ryan Tannehill is doing. We saw kind of a bounce-back performance from him today.
Well, really, the last 2 days. I mean, yesterday I thought Ryan had a good day throwing the football, but we had the drops as a team, whether it was tight end, wide receiver. Sorry about that, Troy. Tight end, wide receiver, or running backs. The ball was on the ground. But today Ryan came out and really threw the ball. I thought he had his best day of camp was today. He was throwing with authority. He was anticipating the spots he was needing to hit. And that trust factor was there between wide receivers and the quarterback. Ryan Tannehill hit Brian Hartline on a deep in route. I mean, it was perfect. It was one of the first plays of the 7-on-7 in team, and it was just a bullet, and he just threw it to a spot. You know, and Hartline came in right where he was supposed to, and then that happened to Rishard Matthews a couple plays later going the other way. So it was nice to see Ryan get a good feel for what he was doing today, and he was throwing the ball crisply, he was throwing it on the mark, and more importantly, he was throwing it on time.
One of the biggest storylines so far at training camp has been the offensive line, specifically the interior of the offensive line. And for the first time today, we really saw some dramatic changes take place, specifically at the center position.
Well, Nate Garner took the majority of the first team snaps today, and that was a change because Shelly Smith had been taking a lot of the snaps with the first team. Now, Shelly played more at his home on the right side of the offensive line at guard, and he looked very comfortable there, guys. I think that that's going to be a home once Mike Pouncey comes back. When is the big question? We saw Jason Fox kick down and play second team on the right side of that line at the guard position. We haven't seen that much in camp, if at all. So there was a lot of mixing and matching. The one thing you can count on, the left side looks very solid with Brandon Albert on the outside, Darren College on the inside. But the big question is going to be the execution at center, not only with the mechanics of actually blocking downfield, but the center quarterback exchange needs to be cleaned up, whether that was Shelly Smith or David Arkin or Nate Garner. We've had some problems there, and that should be cleaned up at this time in training camp. You don't want to have this carry over into the preseason games, no matter what the weather becomes, because yesterday it was a little bit more of a wet ball drill. Today it was strictly on the guys, you know, not really executing. It was physical errors, not mental errors.
And little Troy, when you take a look at Mike Pouncey's absence, it's being felt significantly so far in training camp. And based on all the reports, we know that the Dolphins aren't going to have Mike Pouncey to start this regular season. So it is crucial for them to figure out the center position. We assume that they thought the guy who had the best opportunity to win this job was Shelly Smith. We saw today that they decided to go elsewhere to see how players are performing. So this is something that they've got to figure out pretty quickly.
No question about it. I think it's a major problem, John, you know, to your point of moving some guys around and seeing who's actually going to come out of the, you know, the frying pan that's going to win this job. But on the professional level, you're sitting here in training camp.
Six days in, and
you're talking about the center quarterback exchange. That's elementary when it comes to football, and that's a major concern for the Miami Dolphins. I do recall Coach Fox or John Benton, that is, talking about how they will have a better idea after preseason game number one. But we're having problems here in practice, let alone the first preseason game. But I mentioned that we will have separation when it comes to the center position as well as the guard positions once that first preseason game is played, because once it's live, you know, there's no hiding anything. All the flaws come out.
And don't be surprised, guys. I think that the guys on this roster will be able to do the job, but if they're not, don't be surprised if the center on in week one isn't on the Miami Dolphins roster right now, because Shelly Smith looks very comfortable at the guard spot. And I think Nate Garner can be your center to fill the gap. But if they're not 100% sold on what that can be, mm-hmm. don't be surprised if they don't bring another guy in.
Yeah, and Samson Satelli is a guy who is obviously has Dolphins roots and also worked out for the team just a couple of weeks ago. So he's a guy who's on their radar for sure, and a guy who's played center position over the course of his career in Oakland, in Indianapolis, and of course starting his career down here with the Dolphins. Big Troy, you were out there watching practice. What were some of your big takeaways today?
I think one of my big takeaways today was when you look at when you went to the blitz drill. The blitz drill, I just seen too many balls on the ground. And to me, I think you know that the blitz is coming. You know who the hot guy is going to be. So you know the ball's coming out hot. So you have to get your body between the ball and the defender. And I think today guys had a problem getting their heads around and not actually tracking the football. So that was one part that I seen that is a growing you're going through the growing pains of a new offense, but you know the ball were coming out on time, but the guys just couldn't get their heads around it and get their hands up enough to catch the balls. I mean, you know the coverage is going to be tight, you know this, the ball has to be put in a tight space, so you have to come up with the reception. So to me, it was just kind of disappointing to see the ball on the ground as much as I had during the blitz drill.
Well, John, Troy, good stuff here as we recap practice number 6. Specifically, John, appreciate you joining us here for the first segment.